lay a years and redone the kitchen, you know.
What was the kitchen closet used for?
Well, put your kitchen utensils in and any kind of thing you wanted to cook, if you had something in cans or if you wanted to set back. But most of it was your cooking utensils.
Is there any other name for kitchen closet?
Cabinets. Kitchen cabinets.
And in a fireplace, the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot.
And the thing up above the fireplace, you can...
It's a mantelpiece. Yeah. Mantel. It's called a mantelpiece.
And talk about things that you'd have in a room of... The thing that I'm sitting in would be called a... This thing would be a...
A chair?
Huh?
You mean a chair? Chair's always been a chair as far as I know.
What about something that you'd have in a living room that maybe three or four people could sit on? Well, like what you have right in there.
Well, I was called a couch.
Any other
I don't
name?
Know what... Yeah, I guess it is. But I don't think of one right now.
What about a sofa?
Sofa, yeah. Sofa. It can be called sofa.
Is that?
Now, I don't know what the difference is in a couch and a sofa, if there's any.
What sort of things would you have in your bedroom for keeping your clothes in?
Well, I tell you, there's plenty of houses that didn't have a closet at all. And I've seen the days that we just hung a curtain across one corner of the room and put up a thing in there, put your clothes on. Hang on. In fact, this house never has had but two closets. This closet here has been built here in later years. This room didn't have a closet. They just didn't build closets in the houses in early times. I don't know what they thought they ought to do with the clothes, but they'd hang them up on the wall. I remember hanging my dresses just up on the wall at home in our back room, in that shed room we're talking about. Because there was three of us girls and actually, there's four of us before we got through. And we could hang our clothes just up on the wall.
What about things with drawers in them that you...
Well, we had our dressers with drawers. But then, of course, it wouldn't be enough for everything you needed. They had dressers with drawers, long drawers in them. Seemed like two or three. Most people that had a bedroom suit had a dresser. And the old-timey dressers had a little drawer setting up like this. Like this was the top. And there's a piece in here between them. And a little drawer over here like this and a little drawer over here like that. I guess to put little things in.
Just real small drawers on top?
And your mirror was back there.
Does a dresser always have a mirror to it?
Yeah.
What about something kind of like a dresser, but it doesn't have a mirror?
Well, now they used to have what's called quilt boxes.
What was that?
That was a big oblong box that had a lid on it, and you folded your quilts and put them in them when you didn't need them. The ones you didn't need, you folded and put in. That was the width of a quilt folded. About four times, you know. Well, some of them pretty good size. Some people have them, they make them out of just wood and maybe cover them with cloth or sometimes. In later years, they got to buying, you know, buying boxes, but they used to make them, make the quilt boxes. And then I've seen them made that was high. I had one, it was...
3.5 feet?
It was way up high like that. It wasn't so long, but it was deep, you know.